Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal. The world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Welcome to another program, Paranormal Horizons, with myself, Pat Rice, and my famous co-host,
Jason Ophir.
What are you doing? How you doing, Jason?
Not much. You know, I've been really busy lately, but what I had to do, which was really unpleasant today, is I had to go get some shots. Eek.
What?
You know, yeah, I
You're
had to go get some more.
You're too old for that.
I know. I had to get a chicken pox shot and a hepatitis B, you know, because I'm going into the medical field, and I don't mind the shots, but every time I get an itch, I'm afraid I'm going to start breaking out in chicken pox because they use a live virus. Like, freaking out here.
I know. That always scares me too, but you did what you had to do, right?
Yep. I think in terms of shots, I think I'm good. So I'm not, you know, next time I meet with you in person, I won't be contagious with any of the big viruses, or shouldn't be.
Well, I hope not. And you know what? The viruses are kind of a scary thing right now. We know there's a lot of, you know, Ebola and things like that going on in the world. So, yeah. Ooh. But hey, just wanted to again let everyone know you are tuned in to Paranormal Horizons here on Blog Talk Radio and KITCFM 106.5. Where you can listen to this show on Saturdays, 10 p.m. Pacific time. So, Jason, we have a great guest this evening on the program coming up here shortly. Her name is Dawn Short, and really an interesting person. She's a medium, a shaman, a paranormal consultant. She's got a ton of radio experience doing musical shows and internet shows. I'm kind of excited to talk with her this evening, and she also does animal totem readings, which I talked with her earlier today and asked her if she wouldn't mind talking about that this evening, and she said no problem. So, you know us, whatever comes up in the conversation.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear about these animal totems. I don't think that's anything I've ever heard of before.
Yeah, well, we'll let Dawn explain it a little further as soon as we get her on the line, but also did want to mention a shout-out to David Bryce, our guest last week, where we talked about aliens, because I neglected to give him a thank you on our Facebook page, which I usually do right after the show. And, you know, he really was gracious in sharing his experiences, and I hope he's listening this evening. So,
yeah, that was a great show. Aliens are awesome. Always fun to talk about that.
I know. You never know what's going to come up when you talk about aliens. And anything else going on in your world, Jason, paranormal, that you want to share with the audience before we kind of get into the meat of the show, if you will?
Well, I didn't find any news stories like I normally do, but I just wanted to put out another reminder. I do have a couple weeks off, and for any of the listeners out there or people on shows, I do make radio promotions, commercials, all that kind of stuff. I am going to have some time to be working on that, and as it looks right now, I only have two to do, so I'm going to be kind of sitting home at bored, not working on anything. So if anybody wants any intros, commercials to be played on this show and then also later on KITC-FM, get in contact with me through our Facebook page, Paranormal Horizons, and we can get that all sorted out. And I'd be more than happy to do a little bit of audio work.
Right on, Jason. And friends of Paranormal Horizons, we love to promote our friends, our fellow paranormal folks around there in the world. And also, I wanted to mention, we talked about this last week, Jason, your friend Matt Glass, who was in a very serious motorcycle wreck. How's he doing?
I just saw him a couple days ago. He seems to be doing pretty well. He re-injured his knee, which is pretty significant, and of course mm-hmm. his back. So he's not going to be on a motorcycle anytime soon. But if anybody would like to donate just a few dollars to help him out, because he also lost his job when the accident occurred. He hadn't been on the job very long, and they're not willing to let mm-hmm. him heal up, basically. So he's out of a job. He's really hurting. So if anybody's interested in maybe donating a few dollars to him, that can be found on GoFundMe.com. And if you just type in Matt Glass, it should take you to the page. There's a video of the accident. It just so happens that an ODOT, which is Oregon Department of Transportation vehicle, was behind him and caught it all on tape. So you can see a video of the accident. And there's some more detailed information on how he's doing and what exactly transpired.
Right. Friend of Paranormal Horizons, Matt Glass, if you want to help some of his medical bills, the GoFund campaign. All right. Right on. Probably about halfway through the show, we will take a commercial break and play one of our commercials for our supporters of Paranormal Horizons. But I think it's time to get our guest on the line, Jason. Dawn Short, as I mentioned before, she has lots of great experience in the paranormal. We will get to hear about that. And really been involved in lots of shows, radio, TV. The Fear is a show that I'm not that familiar with, but obviously been hanging around in the paranormal world for a while. So let me go ahead and get her on the line. Dawn, is that you? Can you hear us?
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
I can.
Hey, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
How you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, good. We're always excited to talk to people like you here on Paranormal Horizons, and always get a different perspective. So, kind of tell us what's going on in your world now. You've got you're a medium, a shaman. How long have you been doing this, Dawn?
Well, without really knowing it, pretty much my whole life. I didn't mm-hmm. know what in the world was going on till I got older, and the majority of it that I started to realize exactly what it could be and started learning wasn't until after my kids had moved out, and I'm sitting here going, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, I better start figuring out what in the world's going on. I was constantly feeling myself being touched and had a lifetime of knowing things before they happen, which really I don't like at all. But seeing spirit, hearing things, smelling things, just all kinds of stuff. And, I'm glad that the information's out there that was out there and the people were available who are kind enough to talk to me and help me through these things. And I've learned a lot. Of course, I've got a lot more to learn, as we all do. But
mm-hmm.
at least I can now have a better understanding of what was going on, what's going on now, and how I can use it to help others as well.
Yeah. And I think I can relate to what you're saying a little bit. It's probably some sort of talent, or I don't know if talent is the right word, but you've been doing it all of your life, but sometimes we don't really realize it until we have those moments
right.
of something changing us and going, wow, I'm looking back on experiences and wow, I knew that was going to happen. Or if I had paid attention more to my intuition
mm-hmm.
or things like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Does that kind of describe what you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Not using that intuition or gut instinct, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it just everything regarding this particular issue, so to speak, in my past, it all is making sense now. But at
yeah.
the time, I thought that, and sometimes when I was really young, I thought, okay, this is something everybody goes through. They just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know, my mother would talk to me about certain things, but she had a very strict Catholic background. So when she spoke about it, there was no paranormal, supernatural, whatever.
Yeah,
because
that was evil. That was bad, right? Yeah.
Right. So anything related to that was a religious or spiritual experience, and that was fine.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so,
what's a shaman, Don?
A shaman, well, there's
I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
Oh, it's okay. People say it all kinds of different ways. It's no problem. There's, I guess, different would call maybe definitions for it. But it's basically one who sees in the dark, a spiritual healer, individual who's got the ability to basically see with their eyes, their hearts, travel different realms, basically remote viewing, that's kind of what that means, and interact directly with spirits, elements, spirit guides, both human and animal, and keep a harmony or try to keep harmony and balance between mankind and nature and the spirit world.
Is that kind of like a Western Native American thing, the whole shaman thing? Or is that like Central America?
The kind that I learn is basically, my majority of my teaching comes from a shaman who's Native American and Irish.
Okay.
So that's where mine goes.
I don't know anything about it, and I don't recall off the top of my head that we've ever talked to anybody that was in shamanism. My only exposure to it, and it's really silly, and I shouldn't even mention it, is I had a shaman character on the World of Warcraft. So, it's a video game.
I see
okay.
that all the time. It's out there in the world. It's not silly at all.
Yeah.
It's there.
No,
I didn't either.
Go ahead, Dawn. I'm sorry.
I hadn't really come across anybody like that either. I actually met him, the shaman I'm speaking of is Willie. When I did my very first talk show, I was looking frantically for guests, and he was someone that I approached, and we've been best friends ever since, and that was several years ago.
Mm.
That was my first connection with shaman.
It's all interesting. I'm really, if I were to gravitate towards one thing like that, I think it would be shamanism. I like the whole working with the earth kind of thing, and it just
mm-hmm.
it really intrigues me. I could never be like somebody that goes to an organized religion, but I really dig
yeah.
the whole druid shamanism. It just sounds really cool.
So, Don,
very
spiritual. It is spiritual, and so I wanted to talk to you a little bit tonight about the animal totem readings. Is that
sure.
something that came out of the shaman, or is that a completely separate ability?
I had had the tarot cards, but this is something that I was just unbelievably drawn to. After I started learning more from Willie, and I just knew that I had to have some animal totem cards, and so they're also called medicine cards. So you might have heard
yeah.
them called
I think I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got two decks, and I opened the one, and it's just been a solid connection ever since, and. It was kind of a twofer because I got the cards and I connected with those, and I also got a new spirit guide along with it. So I got an unexpected
nice.
Value pack.
So is the animal totem actually a spirit guide?
As far as the cards are separate, but the animal totems can indeed be spirit guides for everybody. And there's different kinds of animal totems. I actually wrote an article about that a while ago. Lifelong, there's journey, there's message, there's shadow. There's some that are directly related just to our birth dates, and anybody could look them up. That's available. If you have a computer, you can find that easily. But a lot of time, people, I'll give you an example. Like a journey animal totem. A particular totem might have appeared off and on throughout your life and be reflected of a period of time in your life. It could be weeks, months, years, and this animal totem remains with you and guides you during these times. They could be positive, negative, whatever. The times, not the animal totem. It can be more than one animal.
Okay.
Also, these can be things that have recurred in your dreams, things that you've seen throughout your entire life. So there's such a variety, and people tend to think that, well, I have one. Probably not. You probably have several, and you just have not realized it. Some people don't even want to think about it, which is fine, but... And that's just how it is. Now, as far as the cards go, these cards are animal spirit based, whereas tarot and others are either angel or human spirit. So, and each card has a different animal on it. And each animal totem or medicine card deck might have completely different or half different animals in it as well. They're not the same. One might have a peacock in it, the other one might not. So that's why I love them so much. And as each different client has a reading, these animals help me relay a message to them, but just because it has something on the card related to that animal, it might be strength, it might be courage, it's different with each client. It blows my mind every time I do a reading. It really does, because the way that these things just, they literally come spilling out of my mouth when the card flips over. Wait a minute, how in the hell, you know?
Yeah. Now, do you do the animal totem readings then just from the cards, kind of like tarot card reading? Is that how that works?
I found that the tarot card has a little bit, the meanings are different. They're human based with the swords and all that stuff. The animal, if anyone that might want to try out cards, I would highly recommend finding and connecting with the animal totem cards or medicine cards first, and then go from there. It's just my opinion. Because
Don, really, I think what I meant with my question was to do an animal totem reading. Do you have to use the deck of cards?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so it's kind of like It's kind of like doing a tarot card reading where you've got the tarot cards and you do a spread and all that kind of
stuff.
That's
exactly right. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about, yeah.
I'm curious, now does everybody have a spirit guide? And if so, it kind of sounds like everybody does have a spirit guide or spirit guides. How would one connect with that? I mean, outside of doing the readings, are there ways that one could get closer with their spirit guides?
Absolutely. And it can take some longer than others. It took me, I actually got frustrated. It took me months, I think, to connect with one that I, Willie had told me that I had. And someone else had mentioned the same one too. And I just cannot connect. And I was just so frustrated. But you've got to remember they're on another, basically another realm. They're in the spirit world. You could talk to them. If you choose to do so, you can pray that they guide you through situations, much like people will pray to a saint or to God, whatever it is that you choose to do. Some just have rituals that they do that's similar to prayer, that's not associated with any anything like or God or a saint or whatever. But there's a lot of things you can do. One of the things that I do in particular, I connect with water, and I always have. And I've found that, like my pool, anybody knows me knows I love water. I will just listen to the filter run and just stick my arms in there if I'm not going in. There's YouTube videos that you can listen to with waves crashing, just things like that, and just be in that moment with that particular element. But some people like fire, they like candles, whatever. A little bit of meditation, if you can work it out every single day, even if it's 2 minutes. If you miss a day, you know, things happen. But if you can do that, and while you're doing it and right after you're doing that, of course, you know, you have protection in place. Make a connection with that spirit guide. And when I say make connection, talk out loud if you wish. Express that you want this connection with them. Pay attention to your dreams, because that could be the first place. It might be the only place that they can connect with you. So it's not just necessarily something that you would have like a spirit connection, like you would go maybe on an investigation and that's how you connect with the recorder or anything like that. The odds are that's not going to happen. It'll be a feeling. You'll know the presence in time.
Being a super paranoid individual, I guess my concern would be, because we talk to a lot of people on the show about evil spirits and demons.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when you feel like you've connected to this spirit guide, like, how do you know it's not some evil entity out there? Because me being super paranoid, you know, I'd be like, you know, it's an evil spirit disguised as my spirit guide. Do those evil entities in your belief system, do they exist? I mean, you mentioned protection, so I assume you'd be protecting yourself from something.
Absolutely. You want to protect, and you want to make sure that nothing but the white is around you and around that spirit guide, whether it's an animal or a human. Some people call them angels, whatever you want to call them. Make sure that that protection surrounds you and that spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can move forward. That's very important.
So you think that the evil spirits are out there? They do exist? Are they, like, preying on us as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've always been, like, skeptical about it.
It's exaggerated a lot more. I've learned through the three teams that I'm with, just different versions of things. And the negative can be a frustration that's misinterpreted as evil. It could be extreme anger. It can be someone who is just rotten to the core. I mean, foul, disgusting, belongs in prison kind of situation. And that's misinterpreted as evil,
mm-hmm.
like demonic evil. But it's not. So there's the different levels, which you guys know. I'm not telling anything you don't know. But as long as if you're involving yourself and trying to get to know your spirit guide, you'll feel the difference. You'll know. But you've got to have, like anything else, you've got to have that protection in place, whatever that is.
Could you use a Ouija board to connect? Or would that
I'm
be
sorry?
Bad? Could you use a Ouija board to connect, or would that be bad?
I personally wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I'd just throw it out.
When connecting spirit guides, I don't like to use any tools. Not my cards, not my pendulums, nothing. I might maybe have a stone in my hand, one of my crystals. It just depends, but I choose not to use any tools of any kind to connect.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, Don, I wanted to kind of following along the conversation of what you were talking about, negative sometimes being misinterpreted as evil. And one of the things that I've learned throughout my life is that is protecting myself from negative energy. And I mean just on a normal everyday basis where, mm-hmm. you know, we're walking around in the world doing whatever it is we do. And I think that there's lots of things that are happening on a level that we don't necessarily connect to unless we're really in that meditative state that you mentioned. And so what I've done, learned to do, and a very dear friend of mine taught me this years ago, is that, you know, okay, I'm going out into my, you know, daily life, I'm going to work or whatever, and I put a protection of white light around me. You know, and it's just like a quick visual thing. It's like you don't have to make a big mm-hmm. deal about it. And that's kind of what I hear you saying, too, is when you're, you know, whatever you're doing maybe, I really like what you talk about, the little doing meditative 2 minutes a day or whatever. But still, you want to protect yourself because there's so much energy out there. And it's not necessarily big, bad, and evil. But if right. you are an open person, I think that we get, how do I explain it? I call it sucking my energy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I just, yep. that's something that I've learned to do. And then to Jason's point, it can go on a higher level too, though, where there is evil. And Jason and I have talked to guests that we really, really felt, you know, they were professional people. You know, we've talked to Archbishop from the Catholic Church, and he's definitely knows that there's evil in the world. So yeah. I just kind of wanted to mention that we there's different aspects of it, and we do have to protect ourselves at all times,
yes.
you know, just from negativity. So, yeah, now, Don, I wanted to ask you again about, so with the animal totems, how, and you said, you know, maybe you could have more than one animal totem in your lifetime. And so is it kind of the same as a spirit guide where they are there to help us maybe with whatever we're trying to get through at the time of our life, or we can
Absolutely.
Ask them for help and protection? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. It's just in an animal form. It's a spirit guide in an animal form. That's exactly what it is.
Now, do the different animals have different traits, if you will? So, like, if I think about a wolf, you know, or a bear, you know, and, like, if you think about a wolf, you know, you think about this, you know, animal who's a keen hunter. You know, some people feel that wolves have, you know, psychic abilities, or you know what I mean? So do those things
mm-hmm.
come into play with this animal totem, the nature of the animal, I guess, is what I want to say?
Yeah, it does. Now, if you were to go and look up animal totems by birth date or however you want to type it in, they're all going to be different, of course, because different people put them together. But more often than not, you go and you look at that particular animal, there's things that are going to relate. It might not be 100%, but that will relate to your own personality.
Mm-hmm.
One of the examples you mentioned, bear. One of the things it mentioned, in a loving environment, this Native American symbol showers love and generosity in return. Further, the bear has the capacity for patience and temperament, which makes him or her excellent teachers and mentors. Well, if you think of the bear and its environment with its little ones and
mm-hmm.
its hunting capabilities and so on and so forth, that does tie in, absolutely.
Yeah, it does. Now, I think, Dawn, we're going to go ahead and take just a quick commercial break here on Paranormal Horizons, KITCFM.com. We'd love to play a commercial from one of our supporters here of the show. Jason, I'll let you pick.
You know, I had initially decided to play the commercial for Archbishop Ron Fail, but it discusses demons. So because we're talking about the light tonight, I think I'm going to change that on the fly and just play a different quick promo.
Wonderful.
Supernatural Delta.
This is Jason Ophir from Paranormal Horizons. Are you into the supernatural? Ghosts? UFOs? Demons? Well, if you are, you're going to want to make sure you give a listen to Supernatural Gallery. Supernatural Gallery is hosted by Jerry Williams, Joey Giggles, and R.L. Demery. Supernatural Gallery is at WIRN 81.3, which can be found at www.wirn813.com. The supernatural world is all around us. We don't always see it, but it's there. Why don't you give Supernatural Gallery a listen and see if you can find some answers?
Well, all right, Supernatural Gallery. And I think we may have someone from Supernatural Gallery in the chat room tonight, Jason.
We do, and I think I mentioned this on the last show. That there's a show that I'm going to be involved with that will, I believe, play Fridays, the last Friday of every month, I believe, and I'll be helping out
All
with
right.
that show.
We'll put it on Facebook, you know, put it on our Facebook page, Paranormal Horizons, so everybody can keep up with that. And by the way, Don, before I forget, how do people get in touch with you if they want to have a reading? Do they just contact you via Facebook?
If there's room with their silly limits. I've got a regular Facebook, and I've got one of those other more public ones that you can leave a message for. And just basically, it's my name, Dawn Short, medium and shaman. An email, they can go shamanbrightstar@yahoo.com.
Okay. Shamanbrightstar. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
At Yahoo. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out there as we continue to talk to Dawn Short, who is, gosh, we're having a great discussion about animal totems. And now, Dawn, what is the difference between, we talked about what a shaman is, but what's the difference between being that a shaman and a medium? Because I know you said that you're a medium, and I always think of a medium as kind of what you described earlier on in the show, you know, just having psychic abilities, getting messages, things like that. Is that accurate for you?
Yeah, and I was a medium to start with until one of my best buddies approached me and actually put me, I thought he was working with me and teaching me stuff, but he was actually putting me through some tests he didn't have any biological children of his own, so he needed to select someone to pass his teachings down to. And
oh, wow.
When those tests were complete, and he was quite pleased, and he asked me if I would do him the honor of being what's called a legacy shaman. And so he knew that, I guess he decided a while back before he would even mention this to me. But having been a medium, I guess, when not knowing it all this time, becoming a shaman was the next step, regardless of who it was. It's basically an extension of being a medium for me. It's all the same stuff that's involved, but with additional tools, the elements. My Native American spirit guides. There's different stuff. There's different levels of. I hate it when I have senior moments.
we all do.
Come on, down remote viewing, things like that. Medicine wheel. all kinds of stuff that I've been able to learn more about and make use of that I wouldn't normally have as the medium without learning further. Making my little medicine bags. Oh my gosh, I've been doing stuff like this my entire life, and now it makes sense. This is what's supposed to happen. My path
right.
is supposed to lead me towards being a shaman.
Exactly, sir. Like you got validation of this is why I was doing that kind of thing. Well, what is a medicine wheel? Could you tell the audience what a medicine wheel is?
There's a variety. The main one I would believe would be for healing. There's multiple ways of using or creating them. The way that I create mine is, first of all, it's a circle, okay? And then there's the X in the middle. Each point faces specifically north, south, east, and west. You can create three rocks to connect, north and south and so on. You can use four. You can put a rock in between the center lines. If you look it up, there's a bunch of them. What matters the most is the intent that you put on it.
Right.
When you're creating it, your intent is the most important thing. Not that you didn't quite get it north, south, east, and west. Not that you didn't put the proper amount of rocks according to the picture that you chose. It's your intent and how spiritual you feel at that moment. That's what makes a medicine wheel do its thing, basically.
I see.
I totally believe that our intention here, the most important thing is what an individual's intention is. I was also curious about that medicine bag.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, John. Jason, you are breaking up. Can you try that question again, please?
Oh, no, you're breaking up, too. I was curious about a medicine bag, what goes inside of one.
Okay, I'm having a really difficult time hearing both of you. Was it medicine bag that you?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Again, it's all individuals. Typically, they're crystals and stones, tobacco. You can have a little individual things like a feather that you found, a stone that you found, and the preference is if it's something like a stone that you picked up from the ground that you give back to the earth and you replace a different stone in that spot. It can be something, a tooth that your dog lost as a baby. It can be a little button that was on a favorite shirt that you don't have anymore. Just little random things that you connect with and you put in that bag, and they can be all different. You can have a medicine bag for health. You can have a medicine bag solely for spiritual protection. You can have one for whatever you want. They can be textbook, which is kind of a silly word, but they could be textbooks and medicine bags where you could go online and read, okay, this is when I'm supposed to have it in there, and that's fine. But by all means, feel free to add the additional things to make them more personal for you.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I'm going to talk again and see. Can you hear me better now, Dawn?
No, you're both cutting in and out.
It's a ghost in the machine. Am I still skipping?
Yeah,
and you're not skipping at all, Tom, so you have to keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking.
What is the audience here?
Oh, wait, you sounded better there, Pat. I think it's done. I think the blog talking is done. Am I coming across? Yay!
Yes!
Woohoo! Yes, I can. Okay, good.
Okay.
So, Dawn, what about, do you know anything about a dream catchers?
Oh, I love dream catchers. Probably
too
much.
So what's that all about? Tell the audience about dream catchers.
Well, the basic belief is that you would hang that. Most people hang them above their headboard, and that it would catch any negative dreams and protect you and your spirit while you're sleeping.
I can use that. All my dreams are bad. What does that mean?
Oh, that doggone's giving me back.
I know. Found Dawn. Still skipping.
Sorry?
Again, too.
No, you're not.
Oh, well, I was just kind of wanted to go keep talking about the dream catchers, so putting it on your headboard and getting any bad dreams.
Right.
Or maybe negativity.
Absolutely. For it's exactly what it says. I catch stuff that you would not want in your dream or in your home. There, you could hang them wherever you want, but that's one of the original things because it's a dream catcher. Where do you dream? You dream while you're sleeping. Well, you hang it on the wall above your bed, and that's where it does its job. Now, they're made all kinds of different ways, beautiful feathers and so on and so forth. Beads are sometimes woven into them and crystals. And again, it's whatever. If you purchase a pre-made dream catcher, people don't really think about stuff like this, but I highly recommend putting your own intent on it. If you can, and this is something that you believe in, sage around it and put your own intention on it, protection, and then place it in your house, and it will do what it needs to do for you spiritually in your own home.
Very interesting. We just got a comment, everyone here on Paranormal Horizons in the chat room. We've had a little bit of skipping problems, that it was probably psychic overload in the bandwidth or psychic bandwidth overload, I should say. So, yeah, let's blame it on that. So, well, Dawn, what about kind of speaking about the dream catchers and, you know, catching negativity and things like that? What about doing the sage cleansing? Do you know anything about that?
I always have sage.
Okay, so what are the properties of sage that will help someone, like if they're moving into a new place or maybe they have something weird going on in their home?
Sage goes back a very, very long time. If you think about a lot of the paranormal, quote-unquote, rituals and spiritual things, if you associate or think back with the Native Americans and what they did, these things go back a long time. The sage cleanses. It basically is a barrier. Sometimes when you go to an investigation, every once in a while a medium will be able to go, okay, there's a wall here. You guys saged a little bit, didn't you? Yes, we did. You can't always identify it. Once in a while you can, but there's that wall of protection that sage provides. I'd recommend it to anybody, no matter what the situation is, just to lift your spirit in the home, if nothing else. Plus,
okay,
you know, a little bit of protection doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah, absolutely. You sage and you go, you don't stop from one point of the house all the way around in the closets, in everything. You just keep going continually, and don't break that cycle when you're going around. And the more insecure you would feel, make it a big ball of smoke, not just little puffs here.
When you're staging, do you have to say like a prayer, or can you just walk around with the herb, kind of like a piece of incense? And I mean, do you have to
I recommend a prayer or a chant, whatever it is that you feel most comfortable doing, absolutely. You can do it in silence. You can certainly do it out loud. You can do somebody else there. It's all an individual. Again, it's the intent. It's your belief. As long as you believe what is coming out of your mouth is from your heart and it's truly spiritual to you, that's going to back up that sage. It would be like any kind of a cross or any kind of talisman that you have. If you have that and it's been blessed and you believe with all your heart that this will help protect you, it's going to.
Right on. Have you ever used sage before, Jason?
I have used it a lot. Am I skipping right now?
No.
Oh, because now Pat's skipping. It's so weird.
Yeah, going back and forth.
I have used sage a lot. You know, back in my younger days, I was really heavy into the metaphysical and tarot cards. And, yeah, I'm a believer. I haven't done it in a long time, but I'm totally on the sage train. So, yeah,
I
totally
used it once in a while when I'm just like feeling kind of cruddy. Like, you know what? Whatever. I'm not dealing with myself at all. I'm getting on my own nerves. And I just walk around and I sage my house and it just lightens the mood.
Now, you hear a bunch of people that have like these bad hauntings. Do you think that the sage will actually clear out a haunting? Or does it just slow it down? Or do you believe it has that kind of power to totally cleanse a house?
I think if it's something that's, if it's not a basic, okay, you've got something here, we need to sage and move on, that's one thing. But if it's more than that and there's like obnoxious physical contact or there's lines being crossed further than just, okay, hey, the door opens once in a while or, hey, I heard something and that's it,
mm-hmm.
you need more than sage. You really do. You need to have some people in there that know exactly what they're doing, can research what exactly it might be coming from, the history of the place, the land, the whole deal, and then go from there. It could be something very simple.
But it wouldn't make it worse.
Not that I've ever known of, no. Unless there's different circumstances, I'm just going to throw in it. Unless you were to sage and then salt around the whole house and seal the sucker in, which unfortunately has happened. That's not so good.
Wow,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to try to talk again. Can you guys hear me?
You're still skipping a little bit. We can hear you.
Okay, well,
yeah, I don't understand.
We'll
it's so, I don't know. All this technical problems, craziness. But, yeah, I'm totally with the sage. In fact, I think I'd like to go out and purchase some. That would be really awesome. And I'm looking right now, and we just got a flurry of callers, Pat.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Well, Dawn, do you mind staying on the line? Let's go ahead and get a couple callers on. They
sure.
might have questions for you.
Okay.
Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Here we go. Yeah,
hello,
sorry.
Caller.
It's
how you doing
to
there?
Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm sitting here listening with my buddy Cross, actually, and we've been having some real weird stuff happening in this house we're renting. It's happening again. There's like out of nowhere, like the radio just turns on, and like the music starts playing, and we'll go over and we'll shut it off, and then it goes again. But usually this happens at about 3 in the morning.
Wow. What's
you
that?
You hear that voice? It sounds like a demonic voice, and like we hear it all the time.
I think you guys need to move out. You need to move out.
You've got a demon problem.
Hang on, I'm gonna try shutting the radio off again here.
All right.
Hang on, I'm gonna shut the music off. All right,
hey,
there we go. No, it happens all the time. It just randomly turns on, and like I'll go over there and shut it off, and like I'll just like turn my back, and then it gets back on.
Well,
oh
I think our show is our show's getting trolled right now.
Hey, thanks for calling Paranormal Horizons. We've got so many other guests on the line.
All right. For some reason, there's a bunch of people, because we just got a flurry of everything, and
yeah,
I think we're being targeted right now.
Hello?
Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
Oh, this is George. Man, that last guy, you know, it's such a wonderful show that you do, and it's a shame that people like that ruin it, you know.
Well, it takes all kinds in the world, you know.
Yeah, I mean, truly sick, you know, disgusting people like that. I mean, you'd think that they'd have some, you know, more time on their hands to do some other constructive things, but no. Anyways, enough about them. I do have a question. It's a paranormal experience that I have gone through. When I log in to IRC every day, I have to, it just logs me out randomly. It's like I lose an internet connection or something. I'm not sure if it has to do with ghosts or something, but, like, I just keep getting logged out of IRC all the time. And, you know, it's really, like, I think I've done, like, a seance and everything, like, and I've masturbated in front of the computer, and it hasn't really
Goodbye.
Done anything to stop it.
All right, for all the trolls out there, we're not taking any more calls. Sorry about that, Dawn.
That's
ridiculous.
I don't know what that on.
Okay, I give these guys credit. It's funny and awesome, and appreciate your trolling calls, but we try and keep the show serious. So,
Jason, are those friends of yours?
No, they are not friends of mine. No, this is a whole group of people that, because suddenly the chat room suddenly got bombed and then the callers got bombed. So this is a group of people that go out and basically troll shows on Blog Talk.
Wow.
So they do it.
Yeah.
They do it as a group. They do it as a group. We haven't seen it before on this show. This hasn't happened. But so now we know in the future. So.
Yeah, we're getting some weird. I think we probably need to log out of chat room too.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I just saw the chat room.
Yeah.
And Dawn has nothing to
well,
do with
isn't
you.
That nice?
let's try to wrap the show because Dawn, you've been an amazing guest. You know, just kind of sharing. And I hope am I skipping guys? Now I'm all paranoid about that. And. Anyway, you've been an amazing guest talking about your experiences, and we really appreciate you here on Paranormal Horizons. So, yeah.
Oh, I appreciate the invitation very much. I really do.
Yeah, I apologize for that. This is the
These
first time
happen.
That happened.
Don't even worry about it. Yeah. All you can say is bless their hearts in the most southern possible way.
You know,
yep.
That's part of the, you know, we love technology, but it's part of one of the things with technology now where, you know, where there's so many scams and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to experience, too, here on live radio, blogtalkradio.com, KITCFM.com, which, by the way, we're very proud to be on that show as well, where we broadcast on Saturdays at 10 p.m. The show will be rebroadcast. And, Dawn, your information will get out there again. If you want to get in touch with Dawn and you want to throw out that website, or your email, I'm sorry, Dawn, again, Shaman Bright.
Oh, Star. Shaman Bright Star, just like it sounds, BRIGHTSTAR at yahoo.com. And I have the public Facebook page to kindly you click like on, and it's just Dawn Short, Medium, and Shaman. And you can leave me a private message there if you prefer that instead of email. Either one is perfectly fine.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate you
for being
coming
on the show this evening. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and hopefully, you never know, our paths may cross in the future. And
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we're getting hacked or something because your audio is really bad. And then now that whole thing happened where we got trolled. I wonder if somebody's like attacking the show or something.
Well, and last week, I don't know if you guys can hear me. I might be skipping, but last week we tried to do our show on Tuesday, and we got hacked out. I don't know if that's the right word. We were going to talk about aliens, and we couldn't get in.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, we had to do the show the next night. And so, yeah, we've had some audio problems. We're really sure what it is because we're kind of have all the right equipment and all the things we're supposed to be doing. So, Bob, thank you again for being on Paranormal Horizons with myself, Pat Rice, and Jason Ophir.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Well, Jason, can you hear me? Am I getting a good connection now?
Yeah, you sound absolutely fine now. I don't understand. So confused.
Well, I don't know if it's something about more than one person Skyping in. We're going to have to check it out. But, boy, we did get a flurry of callers there, and that threw me off a little bit, everybody. But, gosh, I think we handled it, Jason, professionally.
Yeah, it was kind of amusing. But, you know, I think you might be onto something. I think that it could have something to do with having more than two people Skyping in, because I believe we were all Skyping in, and as soon as she disconnected, everything was fine. So there's got to be a connection there.
Yeah, and we'll work on our connections and all of that. So sorry, everyone, and thanks for your patience. But I did want to mention, Jason, upcoming shows. Next week is an open show unless we fill in. I guess we may do a roundtable session on the 23rd. Yeah, but on the 23rd of September, we have Misha Johnson. She talks about star children and aliens. I don't know what the whole story is, if she's actually been abducted, but we're going to find out on the 23rd of this month. And on the 30th, we have Mord McGee. He's an author, and he's written some books. We're also going to be doing some book giveaways on that evening of the 30th. And on October 7th, we have Cherry Devine, who channels the ancients. And we'll find out more about what all of that means. So we've got a lot of great shows coming up. And, you know, really, really appreciate everyone listening. You can, again, always listen to a past show on Blog Talk Radio, Paranormal Horizons, by going into the archive section of the website.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And I think, you know, I've seen these kind of problems on other shows, you know, where people calling in to troll. But normally it's like one or two callers. This was absolutely insane. This was like the whole screen was filled.
I know, and we cut off a whole bunch of people, and, I mean, I just hung up on them, and then they were getting kind of inappropriate, if you will.
Yeah, and, there's not much we can do about it, but in the future, maybe we'll just be a little bit more restrictive with taking callers.
Yeah.
Just so that doesn't happen. Because our show, you know, when people do that, you know, this show isn't just on Blog Talk Radio. When you do something like that, you're ruining it for our rebroadcast.
Right.
On Saturday. And so congratulations to the trolls, because now you've just ruined our show, our rebroadcast. Thank you.
Right. I know. And it's, you know, we open the show to callers, and normally we get folks that are sincere and they have good questions for the guest. And so when we first bring on a caller that we don't know, we want to hear what they want to say. And then we quickly kind of discovered this evening, like, oh, whoa, that wasn't that okay, that's weird, you know. And but yeah, you know, that took us a few minutes to figure out. So we apologize to the audience for that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
we can, I can edit the file. So it's aggravating. So their job was successful.
Yeah, and you know what, everybody? Look forward to another show next week with myself, Pat Rice, and Jason Ophir. Again, next week is going to be a surprise show. We may just be doing a roundtable, talking to some friends of Paranormal Horizons. We may end up booking a last-minute guest. You never know. we've been trying to get this numerologist on for a long time. Her name is Ellen Isola. She's so busy. She's just so hard to get on, but I'm still working on her, Jason, to talk about numerology, because that's a whole nother science out there, if you will, that also ties in psychic abilities. So it would be fun to talk with her when she's available.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, right on. And Dawn Short, thank you again. There's always so many questions. And again, we apologize for the technical difficulties, but I really enjoyed talking with her about some of the more Native American traditions with the sage and the dream catcher and the medicine wheel. Jason, we've never really touched on that. And I do think that's an area that a lot of people are really interested in, because it's been around forever.
Yeah, I've never heard of a medicine wheel, and I used to have, you know, those dream catchers, but I haven't in a long time. But all this Native American talk has got me thinking about maybe going and picking up some sage, because I do dig that.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. All right, everybody. Well, listen, thanks for tuning in to Paranormal Horizons. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific time, for another program on Paranormal Horizons. BlogTalkRadio.com and KITCFM.com.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.